here's a story from The World.
There's another race happening in China. One of the 15 elephants there have been walking through forest fields and even a bustling city in southwest China. As we reported last week, these Ellies have become social media stars, with everyone asking, where are these elephants going?
Where they're headed is not as important as understanding why they're headed there.
Joshua Plotnick teaches animal behavior and conservation at Hunter College in New York.
I think that the biggest issue that these elephants are facing is lack of resources and pressure from human habitation.
Plotnick says his fellow elephant experts are working on theories as to why the elephants are on the march.
At some point, you reach a threshold where the elephants make a judgment call. I hate to be too anthropomorphic there, but they are weighing costs and benefits, and they're making risky decisions to decide that now is the time that we need to go out and find other resources.
And they need a lot of resources.
Elephants eat upwards of 250 kilos of food a day. And, you know, once they get a taste of a high quality food that's planted in a crop field, for instance, it can be very difficult to deter them away from that.
How can you keep them down on the farm after they've dined in Paris, right? Plotnick says that as far as he knows, neither the elephants nor the people they've encountered have come to harm. That's mostly thanks to the cooperation between police and citizens. And while authorities are keeping one step ahead of the herd, Plotnick says scientists need to look back to the home territory the elephants left behind.
Scientists really need to look into why they may have left this location in the first place. And once they figure out why they left, come up with ways to satisfy those needs so that either the elephants want to return there, which would be ideal, or they find other suitable habitat in which the elephants can live safely.
Thank you for the update, Professor Plotnick. Joshua Plotnick there, he was speaking with our colleagues at the CBC program, As It Happens.